Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If Democrats take back control of the House of Representatives next Tuesday, one of their priorities will be taking on Big Pharma. So what might happen to drug prices? Lev Fasher is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He's with us from Washington. Hi, Lev.
Thanks for having me.
And you report that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has a plan to tackle drug prices, and she has let pharmaceutical companies know about it. What is it?
Yeah, we reported yesterday that over the summer, Nancy Pelosi walked into the pharma boardroom, which is a group essentially of very powerful drug company executives, and made this threat essentially that talked about the government's right to, in extreme circumstances, strip drug companies of licenses to drugs that make them millions and millions of dollars. It's unlikely that the federal government would use that tool, but what's notable is the tone with which Pelosi has been talking to the pharmaceutical lobby in the months before an election that's likely to make her Speaker of the House again. So a couple of the planks that her party has talked about include allowing Medicare to negotiate for drug prices, mm-hmm. which is currently prohibited. And another is the installation of a Senate-confirmable price gouging enforcer. In Pelosi's plan, someone who would monitor drug companies for price hikes, and if it's determined that the price hike is not, from a business perspective, justifiable, the price gouging enforcer would be empowered to fine that company proportional to the price increase and give the money to the National Institutes of Health to use for research.
And Big Pharma is against that. What about Republicans? President Trump has talked a lot about trying to bring down drug prices. Would he be on board with this idea, or do they have ideas of their own to bring down drug prices?
The idea of this strange bedfellows alliance between Donald Trump's White House and Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives is certainly an alarming prospect to the pharmaceutical industry here in D.C. It's unclear whether Republicans in the House, and especially Republicans in the Senate, they're likely to keep control of that chamber, would go along with any of Pelosi's proposals. In fact, it's likely that a lot of the House proposals that Democrats approve could be dead on arrival in the Senate. But if all of a sudden the Trump administration and Alex Azar, the health secretary, are willing to work with Pelosi on some of the more consensus proposals, all of a sudden it could put a Republican-controlled Senate in a bind, and it could really put a lot of pressure on the pharmaceutical industry to beat back a lot of these proposals. But it's not likely that the White House, for instance, would support something as bold as Part D negotiation. Trump had talked on the campaign trail before his election that allowing Medicare to negotiate prices appeared to be a no-brainer, has since backed off that pledge. It's something mm-hmm. Democrats are really hitting him hard for.
And is it something you think that people are going to go out to the polls to vote on? We know that healthcare is a big issue in general. What about drug prices?
Healthcare is a big issue. Within it, drug prices are a huge issue. A lot of the pollsters I've talked to, a lot of the folks in state parties around the country say that when they call voters in various legislative districts, the high cost of prescription medicines is among the things they want government to address most and most urgently. And another thing to bear in mind is that the Republican tax bill passed last year is not particularly popular, and one element within it that really riles up voters is the perception that pharmaceutical companies saved billions of dollars collectively from that tax cut, which mm-hmm. is true. It's not a popular element of that tax bill.
That is Lev Fasher at STAT. Lev, thank you.
Thanks very much.